setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go, coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then how to get there, because we believe that everybody longs to make a difference in this world. We all want to help people in some form or fashion, and work is a big way that we can do it. Now, our purpose isn't limited to just our professional lives. No. However, you were created to work, to actually create a result through work. So therefore, a dead-end job, a boring, just safe old job, that's not what work should be. You were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. So that's our big overarching philosophy. And we're helping people really make that statement a reality in their life. So whether you're in stage one of our seven stages to meaningful work, doing what you were born to do, stage one is get clear. That's figuring out what you do best, talent, work you love, passion, results that you want to create, mission. Where are all the ways I can do that? And then we move into stage two is get qualified. Maybe you're there. You're going, I don't know how to get qualified. I don't know the best way to get qualified. I can't afford to get qualified. Maybe you're needing to go into stage three. You're in stage three, getting connected. How do you get better opportunities? It's all about connections. Or maybe you're clear. Stage one, you're qualified. Stage two, you're connected. Stage three, and opportunities are there. You're just, I don't want to take them. I'm scared. Dealing with doubt. Got some relationship stuff going on. Some people holding me back. That's stage four, get started. And once you get started, then it's all about stage five, getting promoted, moving up the ladder so that you can eventually step into stage six and seven, which is get the dream job and give yourself away. It's working for legacy and impact. See, if you work for impact, I believe the income follows. I don't separate impact and income. But so many people in the world only work for income. And that's not what we're here to do. We're here to make an impact. I want to take just a minute to tell you why I'm thrilled that we're partnering with ZipRecruiter.com for you. Here's the deal. How many of you, let's just talk about this. We get these emails all the time, social media posts. I get phone calls on this. Ken, I'm so stressed out. I don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed. I know I'm supposed to look for a new job. You've kind of helped me on what I need to look for, but I'm still stressed out. And here's the worst part. You put all that time into submitting resumes and you don't get any response. And boy, does that feel yucky. I get it. So this is where ZipRecruiter helps. They know how the job search experience is dreadful. They know how dreadful it is. So they figured out a way to make it enjoyable. And I mean this. When you sign up at ZipRecruiter.com, you can create a profile for free. Then they match you to jobs that are a fit based on what you are looking for and what your resume says. And you ready for this? They proactively pitch you. They don't just put you out there. They are pitching your resume. This is an extra weapon in your arsenal. Go to ZipRecruiter.com today and tell them when you talk to them, Ken Coleman sent you. 844-747-2577. Let's start with Bethany, who's on the line in Cache Valley, Utah. Bethany, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Bethany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm having the time of my life. What's going on?
Yeah, so I've been working for a company for about 4 years now. I switched to a part-time from home on a basis like that for them, but I feel undervalued. I know out of sight, out of mind, they kind of forgot about me, and so they've cut my hours to nothing. Mm-hmm. On top of that, I'm a new first-time mom, mm-hmm. and so I'm trying to figure out how to contribute to my family income in a meaningful way while still taking care of my baby and not falling into these mommy job scams, mm-hmm. which are all over the place.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, well, let's talk about how many hours you need to be working.
According to like that I want to be or like
yeah,
to contribute.
Like how many hours do you need to be working in order to bring home the money that you need to be making?
I think at this point, I mean, my baby's 6 weeks old. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'd like to start with something 10 to 15 hours a week just to kind of get my feet wet and kind of go from there. Yeah.
Okay. So what are the types of things that you do very well? They just have always come natural to you.
Sure. I'm a really good communicator. So my background is in copywriting, marketing. The problem, however, is that while I'm good at that, it's not necessarily my passion. And that's kind of where I'm stuck. I don't really know what my passion is.
Okay. Well, I think you do. So. You've just never articulated it in that way. But let's also understand something. You switch gears on me real quick. I want to stay in that talent space because when we look at what you do well, it gives us clues to the things that you really love to do. And the other thing that's going on with you is you're in a different season. So I'm not as concerned about sweet spot passion work when it's just 10 to 15 hours. I'd like to see you in that space, and let's see if we can figure that out. But right now, you're in a temporary, you know, part-time situation. You may or may not go to full-time work in the future. We just simply don't know at this point. But right now, we need 10 to 15 hours. And what is the hourly rate that you had that you're making now or that you would like to make?
Right now, I'm at $20 an hour.
Okay, great. All right, let's go back to talent. And I love how you switched on me because you've been listening to the show, but let's stay there.
Sure.
Copywriting, marketing, that's what you're really good at. What are a couple other things within that? Be more specific. Obviously, copywriting is very, very specific. That's a creative role. You're good with words. That falls under that good communication talent that you shared. The marketing, give me a couple other things that you're really, really good at in those spaces.
Within those spaces,
or outside of it. I don't care. I just want a few more things here.
Sure. I mean, I feel like it's kind of outside of it, and I've kind of taken on some roles in other capacities that are kind of a personal assistant nature, and I actually find a decent amount of satisfaction out of things like that, like helping others be more efficient and kind of lightening other people's loads.
Right.
And so I've been able to kind of do that a little bit in my copywriting space, but also outside of it, and that's something that
you're good with. You're good with details, administrative things.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, take me to work that over your career you really enjoyed. Maybe it was only a small portion of these previous roles, but topics, subject matters, things that you've always loved, and you've not had to be told to focus on these things. What are things that you love to do? Work things.
I guess just those administrative things. Like I'd much rather like someone. Like, here, make these travel plans for me rather than
then write a give me 800 words on the value of. Okay, I got it. Well, so
especially when it's dry things to write about.
Like, right, gotcha. No. Well, so I think you have to look into. You do know what your passion. You do know work that you love. You love work that is servant in nature, meaning that you're serving somebody, and it has details and logistics. It's very A to Z project driven. I know exactly what's expected of me, and I love to dive in and get it done. And I'm guessing you get great joy out of surprise and delight when you take a project like that and you do it better and faster than it was expected. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's right there. That's work that you're passionate about. It makes you feel good about yourself. There's tremendous value in it because you see what you've done for the other person. So here's the great news, Bethany. I think what you need to be looking for right now is administrative work, project management type work, because both of those are administrative in nature. So maybe you're a part-time assistant, office manager, maybe working again as a part-time project manager, maybe even for a marketing company. You know, marketing companies need project managers. So right now you have 10 to 15 hours is all you can give anyway. And I think in this economy, there's so many things that are available, so many jobs. And for you to come in and say, hey, I can crush it on site for 10 to 15, might be able to give you an additional 5 to 7 if you allow me to work from home. Because while baby's sleeping or baby's playing, I can be doing this, this, and this. So I think for you, you're looking for those type of roles I just mentioned, and they're everywhere. And I think that's what you've got to be doing. You know, this is a very interesting situation in that you kind of get to choose. It's not someone choosing you. You're limited in your scope. So I think if you're looking for those roles and with your background and experience and the talent along with, I love being a part of the administrative process. I think that's really helpful. Don't move. Quick commercial break. Then we're back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us. This is where we focus on you, what you were created to do, because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed and you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. Notice we didn't say anything about Washington, D.C. there. This is up to you. And we're going to look at a simple, simple methodology. Everybody has something they do well. Talent, strength, skills. Everybody has something they love to do. This is passion. This is work that makes you come alive. Work that creates a result that you get terrific meaning from. And so if we use what you do best to do what you love to do most, this is when you experience flow. And this is when you see yourself continuing to grow. This is what people are looking for. And so many haven't found it. That's why Mondays are miserable for 70% of Americans. And when you spend 90,000 plus hours over your lifetime at work, you need to be doing something that matters to you because you know it matters to others. So let's get about this. This is not as difficult as it seems to figure out. It's actually quite simple, but you got to get clarity so that you can confidently step out on this path. So let's help you figure out what you were born to do and then come up with a clear plan to make it happen. 844-747-2577, the number. We go to Salem, Oregon, where Kevin is on the line. Kevin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Kevin. How can I help?
I'm looking for some help finding my dream job in my sweet spot, but I'm not sure how I should actually get there or even find it.
Okay. Well, we have to identify what it is you do best and what you love to do most. And so when we say that, you heard me just break that down for the entire audience. I assume you've been listening to the show long enough to know that we're going to look at that. We need to know, you know, where we're going before we can figure out how to get there. So what do you know about yourself? If I asked you what you do best, what comes to your mind?
I'm a numbers guy, focused. I love speaking in front of people. I'm a good public speaker, and I'm goal-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good with numbers, good at speaking, and you're a get-it-done guy. You think in terms of goals and execution, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now what do you love to do? I heard you already tell us you love the speaking part. What else?
I love fixing problems. I like to be the person that the boss goes to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what type of problems. Training. Tell me what type of problems you love most. So, are they people problems? Are they data problems? Or are they thing problems?
So I'm a process-oriented person, so I believe that every process can be fixed by training our people correctly. Mm-hmm. And so if we teach, train, and develop our people, then our problems will resolve themselves.
Okay.
And so I love using my people to fix problems.
Okay.
And training people to fix them.
Aha. So that's a very key distinction right there. So it's not so much the thing that you want to fix. It's the system, which is made up of people. So when there's a big problem, you're not the person who necessarily wants to get in there and fix that problem. You want to make sure it gets fixed and then go, how do we keep that from happening again? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, so what field is that in? What type of, where do you see yourself there? Because that could be very, very wide open, which is a good thing for you. But what field do you see yourself in?
Well, right now, I'm a regional general manager for a third-party logistics company.
Mm-hmm.
And it has caused me to be moving and be fluid in that. It just doesn't seem like it taps every part of it. It seems like it's going the right direction. It's just not there.
Okay.
Most of the buttons get pushed, but not all of them.
Okay, so what would be the buttons that are missing?
The ability to actually create the training to help people. The creation of it and then the implementation of that.
Okay, great. This is really exciting, Kevin, because in identifying that right there, you now know these are all the components. It's got some of the components, but the two main components, by the way, line up with what you just told me in the audience, which is you want to create the training program that would fix and solve the problems as far as keeping them from happening again. And it's not just created it. You want to actually teach slash instruct slash implement. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a role that allows you to do those two main things and then the other things that you enjoy right now. So you know exactly what you're looking for. And so now back to your first question, how do I go about getting that? Well, let's identify all the different companies that have those type of roles. So this is just good old fashioned, you know, looking everywhere. It's like playing hide and seek when you're a kid. You know exactly who you're looking for, and now we're going to go searching. And there's so much information out there. So we know that we got the logistics field. I would think about multiple fields, industries. Okay, I would look at multiple companies that hire these or are going to be hiring or are already saying we're hiring positions that would meet the requirements that you and I just talked through. There's nothing magical about this, Kevin. You just got to look. And don't just look. Tell everybody you know that you're looking. So all of a sudden you are now, think of creating an army of people that are out there looking for you. Now, they've got a lot of things going on in their life. But when you go to people who aren't just in your close personal network, friends and family, you go outside of that to acquaintances and their acquaintances, and you say, hey, I'm looking for this. You go to former coworkers or current coworkers, if they can be discreet, and you put out a very clear vision about what you're looking for, and you have the details to be able to do that now. And so when you do that, then all of a sudden, you're going to see that you've got an army of people that you can go to and go, hey, you know about this company? Because you're looking for companies that would have these positions. You're looking for positions. You're looking for people that are in this field. And that's where you use the proximity principle, my best-selling book, where you get in there and you go, okay, I know what I want to do, so I got to be around people that are doing that. And I got to be in places where this kind of work is happening. So conventions, webinars online, social media groups, everything you can do to just get in proximity to that kind of work. And what you're going to see is, Kevin, things are going to just pop for you. Opportunities are going to pop up. And then you look at those opportunities and go, does this allow me the opportunity to do what I know I want to do? And you've got that. So good news for you. This is about walking forward. 844-747-2577, the number. We go to Danvers, Massachusetts, where Daniel is on the line. Daniel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how you doing, Ken? It's an honor to speak to you.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm living the dream. What's going on?
So I just had a quick backstory. I've been working at my job for about 10 years now, and I've seen it grow from like a 20-person to a 60-plus company. And we actually just got bought out, so it's a lot of room for growth right now. We're mm-hmm. in the automation electronic industry.
Okay.
So I've been looking into the engineering degree for a long time. I actually just recently got a promotion to engineering aid, so there's plenty of room for growth here. And I have a lot of skill sets and problem solving and creativity. You know, everybody there calls me the engineer without the degree, and it's kind of a
that's awesome.
Kind of a little bit of a it's a boost of morale for me, but at the same time, I kind of feel like I'm hitting that degree roadblock. And I've been doing a lot of research here in my area. There's not a lot of schools that are affordable, especially since I'm on the Dave Ramsey plan, baby step two right now.
Uh-huh.
So it's been very difficult for me to find a place to really to jump into school. And this company, they offer $3,000 per year of a reimbursement for school, but even that is a little bit difficult, especially with the hours that I'm working right now. So okay. I just need a little bit of guidance and some help.
Yeah. Okay. So it's all perspective. You're not going to be able to do it all at once. And
yeah.
I think that the mindset is, oh, I want to do this right now because everybody calls me the engineer without the degree. And there's all this growth, growth, and I feel like I'm wasting time, Ken, if I don't get this degree and everything's expensive and blah, 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 blah. Let's look at reality. Have you done any online research to see if there's an engineering program that you can do online, which makes it A, more affordable, and B, flexible?
From what I've seen so far, there are a few that are close to affordable, but the only issue is the working adult hours is what's killing me because I'm working 40 to 50 hours a week during the day, and there's no flexibility in those hours in the company I'm working right now.
You're telling me the company is expecting you to work 50 hours a week?
Well, at least 40.
Well, but that's not what you said. So let's see. This is a great window into the way you're thinking. of course they expect you to work 40, but they don't expect you. They can't. There's labor laws. There's all kinds of things here. They can't just say, well, you got to work 50 unless there's overtime and things like that. So then when I challenge you on that, you go, oh, well, it's 40. No, you need to be realistic and go, I'm going to do one class at a time. Or maybe I can only do two with my current reality. And I can pay for that as I go. Save up and pay as you go. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman with you. If you've ever had to look for a job, you know it's stressful. Combing through job openings and feeling lost in the shuffle. ZipRecruiter knows that the general experience of looking for a job is pretty sucky. That's why they figured out a way to make it unsucky. When you sign up on ZipRecruiter.com, you can create a free profile. Then you get matched to great jobs, plus a lot more. Go to ZipRecruiter.com right now to sign up absolutely free and put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Helping you run down your dream. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I am Ken. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Every day we're here helping you get clarity on what you do best and what you love to do most. And where those two intersect, that's your sweet spot, where there are multiple career paths, multiple jobs, where you can use what you do best, those talents and skills, to do work that makes your heart sing, makes your heart come alive, because you're not only good at it, but you create results that make your heart just swell with gratitude and excitement. This is doable for everyone. It's not this mythical, luck-filled experience for just a few fortunate souls. No, it's there for everybody. And in this life where we spend 90,000 plus hours, Americans do, over their lifetime at the office, no wonder people are trying to just make it to the weekend. If you're doing something that you don't love, you might be good at it, but you don't love it, you're going to get bored. And don't even get me started what life must be like if you're doing something you're awful at and you're just hanging on. Talk about never-ending frustration. So enough of that. Let's get you clear so that you can confidently step forward. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Adele, Georgia, where Christina's on the line. Christina, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So I have been narrowing some things down. I decided it's going to be my year to focus on myself and bettering everything about me. I have been in the same industry for 12 years, and I'm miserable. I'm good at it, just like you just said. I'm really good at it, but I'm burnt out, and I'm tired, and I don't really enjoy it. So I've kind of started listening to your show more and more, and pulling some facts off of there. I've made my list of talents and passions. I've asked people if they could list, you know, five words they would use to describe me. So I've kind of narrowed down some things that maybe I would like to do, but I was hoping maybe to get some more direction from you.
Okay. Tell me what the narrow list is. As it sits today, what are the things that you think you want to do and you're looking for some confirmation?
I love the financial planning, financial coaching. I've learned I'm really good at taking other people's issues and kind of, you know, simplifying it and putting it on paper for them. I have loved speaking, motivational speaking, public speaking, being an influencer, things like that.
Okay.
And I'm very good at business startup. I've had a few businesses, started them up. The one I currently have made $14,000 last year. I'm making $49,000 this year. So I'm really good at.
Interesting. So this is your business? You've got, are you working a full-time job plus this business you just described?
Yes.
Oh. What if I just snapped my fingers and injected all the money necessary that you would need to live on into your business, and you walked away today from your day job. What would that feel like?
Well, the problem is the day job and the business are in the same field.
But that's not what I asked you. I don't care. I don't care if they're in the same field or not. I'm just curious. You've got a day job, then you got your own business that's doing okay, and you've certainly done a remarkable job, you know, getting it going. So answer that question.
Honestly, I wouldn't want to do it anymore.
Okay, good. All right, that's all I needed to know. All right.
Yeah, so, I don't. It's okay. Not fulfilling.
Okay, but you enjoy starting it. Just the business itself doesn't give you any juice.
Right.
What industry have you been in?
It's the mortgage field service industry, so I foreclose on houses.
Oh, okay.
And do data processing for banks.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, there's just no
so
heart.
It's not very, you don't get many pats on the back for that.
No. Well, that's right. There's no heart connection for you, and I've already seen a pattern. I think what I hear is, with what you said in passion, financial planning and coaching, I wrote down speaking, and then I wrote down starting. That's what I wrote down. Is that fair?
Yes.
Because you said, I love to start businesses. So those are the three things that you kind of threw out when you said, I've started to narrow it down and I need your help, Ken. So if I could just risk-free, guaranteed success, get you tomorrow morning, you're up tomorrow morning and you are either a professional starter, we'll figure that out later, you are speaking / influencing, teaching, guiding, I would throw that in there. Or you were in the financial services industry where you're doing planning, maybe some coaching, but more planning. And you had to choose right now, which one would you choose?
I would probably say the coaching / planning.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. I find that whenever somebody calls in on the show and they've got multiple things and I ask them to give them to me, the first one out of the mouth is the one that the heart enjoys the most. Or at least there's the biggest spark right there. So what are you uncertain about? Because it sounds to me like you're fairly certain. So let's identify what you wanted to hear from me that would make you go, oh, this is, in fact, that's the right thing. What do you know?
It's a new industry.
Okay.
I'm 31, so I've kind of spent my whole working life in the mortgage field service.
Yeah, but you're only 31.
I'm really, really good at. But that's because I've spent 12 years in it, you know.
Yeah, so but imagine how good you'd be 12 years from now. Yeah, but imagine how good you're going to be in the financial services 12 years from now. You're not even close to mid career. You're 31. I'm telling you, we got a lot of people listening to the show right now going, she's a baby. You know what I mean? That's what they're saying about you. You know, you got everybody in their 40s going, what is she talking about? I understand your fear, and you probably got a little cocktail of fear and doubt, right? A little bit of fear of, can I be successful in a completely new industry? And then I think the doubt is, do I have what it takes? Is it too late? Am I right?
Right. Yep.
Oh, I love it. Well, listen. Those are both lies. They're both lies. Now, just on the surface, do you have the raw talent to be able to analyze people's financial situation because you're a good listener? And then can you come up with a plan that works for them in their unique situation and not only communicate it, but coach them along the path? Do you think you have the raw talent to be able to do that?
I do, and I love Dave Ramsey's principles, and I really think I'm so passionate about. I think it could work for everyone.
Absolutely,
you know,
all right, great.
Single,
so,
married, divorced, no matter what. And
good.
I'm so passionate about that. It feels great.
Well, good. So let's check that one off the list. Now the question is, do you have the sheer passion, the idea of helping families, couples, individuals turn their financial life around and be able to fund the future that they dream about? If you have a part in that as their guide, how does that make your heart feel?
Extremely ecstatic, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
so we
don't need the pats on the back, but being able to see those results that somebody else did because I helped them do it would be, I guess, kind of like a personal trainer without
that's it.
The physical.
So what we just did, Christina, is we just checked the list. We checked the box on, do I have what it takes, by looking at, do I have the talent and do I have the passion? You got to have the talent and the passion. Passion's not enough. talent is not enough. And Christina, congratulations. We just walked through this. There is no reason for you to have any more fear and doubt about this being your future. Now, this is simply about walking forward. What's the best way to get qualified? What do I need to learn, do to get qualified? Number two, how much is that going to cost me? And based on that cost and my financial reality, as well as my schedule in life at this season, how long is it going to take me to get there? And you need to be using the proximity principle while you're getting trained and qualified and start hanging out with Dave Ramsey's SmartVestor Pros. They're all over his website. Just go to DaveRamsey.com. And in your area, start having lunch and coffee with these men and women. Tell them you want to be where they are. Tell them what you're doing. What advice would they give? Who would they connect you to? All of a sudden, opportunities are going to be presenting themselves on a regular basis. Don't move. More calls like that coming right up. Helping you get unstuck from that job that just sucks the life out of you. It's making your Mondays miserable. Oh yeah, we've got the plan for you. So that you can not only just get unstuck, but how about stepping into a future where you are living the dream every day. Doing work that you're good at. And work that you love. That creates results that matter something deeply to your heart. This is possible. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. To Amarillo, Texas, we go. Jacob is on the line. Jacob, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me, for taking my call.
Sure, man. How can I help?
I discovered your show about a year ago, and I want to start by saying I completely agree with the premise that everybody is created to fill a unique role. And I'm having trouble with mine because I keep coming back to, for the longest time, for years actually, I've felt like mine would be to share my musical gifts. Mm-hmm. I can play and write music, songs. Mm-hmm. But I cannot make it fit or find out how to answer the structure of your three clarifying questions of, who do you most want to help? What problem do you most want to solve? What solution do you want to provide? For instance, if I make music, often it's from my heart or often it's just to get something off of my chest, it doesn't really check any of those boxes. And it winds up causing some doubt with me that it's a valid role to fill or a valid path to mm-hmm. take. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just don't, I'm going to make music regardless, but it gives me doubt as to the validity of the deal. And I was wondering, you know, how would an artist answer those questions?
Yeah.
The same could apply to a painter, a sculptor,
that's right,
musician, whatever.
Yeah. Well, let's look at those three questions that you're talking about, Jacob. Who do you most want to help? What problem do you most want to solve? What solution do you most want to provide? Those are basically the same question. They're just asked a different way. So I think you're thinking too hard about this, because when I think, how would an artist, let's make this bigger than just you right now, because I think you did a good job of going, hey, how does an artist answer this question? Well, so the artist is essentially offering a solution. If I look at those three questions, I think of the solution here in that the art is entertaining, the art is inspiring. That's what it's doing. Okay, so the solution is you're entertaining people, you are inspiring them. Or if you say, who do you most want to help? There is another angle here to your music. It doesn't always mean that it is a consumer, but that maybe it's a student. So I don't, you know, and again, is it a full-time job? Doesn't have to be. Now, let's be very clear that, you know, you could be in your sweet spot in a non-full-time role. You could work a job that you enjoy, okay, but that job allows you the freedom to go pursue your passion in a part-time role. So maybe it's playing gigs on the weekend. Maybe it's teaching other kids how to play guitar. Maybe it's teaching kids how to write songs. You know, maybe it's encouraging other young artists. So I think you've got to step back from it and go, wait a second, Why wouldn't an artist, whether it be a sculptor, a painter, a photographer, a musician, why wouldn't what they create be something that is providing a solution, which means people want to be entertained. People want an escape. You know, why do people go to a concert? Very simple. They want to be entertained. Secondarily, they just want to maybe escape from the grind or whatever they're going through. And for 2 hours, they're just consuming an art that they enjoy. I'll give you an example, Jacob. So I just watched the Bruce Springsteen Broadway show on Netflix this weekend. I love Bruce Springsteen. I think the guy's phenomenal, and it's I would highly recommend it. If you like Bruce, you like music, he tells stories. I'm not sure if I like the songs as much as I loved his stories in between the songs. But I'm sitting there watching this guy who's a legendary rocker stand on stage, and he's got a guitar and a harmonica, and he just, I was enthralled. In fact, anytime one of my three kids walked in and made too much noise, I was like, shh, shh, shh. Hey, I'm trying to listen to the boss. Well, what's going on there? I'm just simply consuming something that is entertaining me, but I'll tell you the truth, it inspired me more than it ever entertained me. So with that overlay, I think you're thinking too hard about it and realize that your art is a creation. It is something that is a gift to anybody who consumes it. Do you see that?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I've been known to overthink certain things before.
Also. Well, welcome to the human race. You don't need to be ashamed of that, you know. But now the question is, what's the best way for you to put your art out? What are the best ways for you to make some money? And it doesn't always have to be full-time. And I say this very specifically to you, Jacob, and to anybody else out there who's feeling like, I've always been an artist, I've always played music, I haven't gotten the big break yet, haven't been discovered yet, don't know if I ever will, but it doesn't mean you got to quit putting the art out. And what if, Jacob, you find some young artist in Amarillo, Texas, who's young and got all the same dreams that you have or had, and you take that artist under your wing and you mentor them and they end up doing something. I mean, don't overanalyze the art that you have to give, because it's just simply that. It is art, which means it needs to be shared. You know, here's a word, by the way, not just for Jacob, but for the rest of you. What's your contribution? What's your contribution? Sometimes when we have these conversations about what am I created to do? What's my sweet spot? I understand, I try to keep it very simple because I understand this is big, heavy stuff. And I also am a guy who, left to his own devices, overanalyzes everything. So just for a moment, I want to step into some of you out there who think too hard about things and go, I know what that's like. And so all I can give you are things that work for me and things that work for others. And I can tell you, when I start to get in my head and I start to overanalyze things, the thing I've got to do is I got to get out of my head and get back to my heart. And I always retreat back to clarity. And I start to go, okay, what is it that I want to do? Just go back to that. Answer the question again. Why do I want to do it? For who do I want to do it? And just go back to those simple questions. And those simple questions will yield the same basic answers over and over and over again. And that will then allow you to stop overanalyzing and stop coming up with 17 different angles and just get back to, wait a second, this is the answer. This is the one answer. This is my why. So, you know, again, little simple questions. What do I love to do? What do I look forward to? And then who do I love to do that for? And where do I like to do it? And who are the people I like to be around when I'm doing it? Why do I want to do that? How do I want to do that? We're always going to get back to those simple questions. And when we can get to those questions, and by the way, you might have to ask those questions two or three times in a row. And this is why you got to get a pencil and paper out and get the answers out of your head. Because when we know from psychology, when you get them out on paper, then they can get clearer and clearer and clearer. And you go drilling down, drilling down, drilling down. And then we get to the fundamental core of all those questions. And that's where clarity and confidence come together. Okay, I'm not nuts. I know who I am, why I want to do it. You just heard Jacob go, yeah, you know, I tend to overthink about it. Just provide your art. Every artist is offering something to the world by simply contributing their creativity. That's enough. That's enough. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for listening. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.